duty of care.
The federal court ruling was unanimous. Three judges on the full bench agreed that while the evidence of climate change was undisputed, as well as the dangers to the world and humanity, the Environment Minister should not be held personally accountable to protecting children against its impact.
As to the posited duty of care, the full court is unanimous in the view that the duty should not be imposed on the minister. The three judgments of the court have different emphases as to why this conclusion should be reached.
Outside the court, there were tears and anger. The group of teenagers who took the original class action to stop the expansion of a coal mine say they are devastated by the decision.
But it will not deter us in our fight for a safe future. Climate inaction has devastating consequences for young people, and we will continue to demand that those in power fight for those who are most vulnerable.
In May last year, this group of young climate activists made headlines around the world when a judge ruled that the Environment Minister had a duty of care to protect children when assessing fossil fuel projects. The group said they took the matter to court on behalf of all Australian children. And while they failed to stop the expansion of a coal mine in New South Wales, it was a landmark win that would open an avenue for legal challenges to the government's future decisions on coal projects.
This case was young people stepping up. While the judgment didn't go our way today, this case demonstrates that young people are determined to be heard on this issue, whether by school strikes, social media, or through our legal system. We are proud of the arguments that we've put forward and for representing all young people in Australia.
The Australian government currently lists around 120 major coal and gas projects under development. Not everyone will be given the go-ahead, but it's an indication that fossil fuel development continues, despite the government committing to zero net emissions by 2050. There are growing calls for the federal government to do more to address climate change, with parts of the country's east coast deluged by floods this month, and bushfires which ravaged the country 2 years ago. These climate activists haven't given up and are considering an appeal in the High Court. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.